You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, spitting a rhyme there on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 13 minutes gone on your 9 for your Friday.
And Simo, the weekend is upon us.
Oh,
almost, anyway.
So good.
Will you be taking part in perhaps an alcoholic beverage or two to just relax and unwind over the weekend?
A brewski or a beverage?
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly. There's always the option there, but be responsible. It's how I roll.
100%. Cognac, where do you stand on that?
Oh, I know how to spell it.
Go on, I'll test you.
C-O-G?
Yeah.
N-A-C.
That's annoying that you got it right. but are you a fan of... Because I got to be honest, I've never had cognac. I don't know. Is it like... I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you.
It has its own glass.
Good.
And when you pour it, you put it on its side.
Or the glass on its side.
Yeah, the glass on its side, and it'll hold.
Wouldn't all the cognac just fall out of the open end of the glass?
No, because it's got its own very special glass for that purpose, Jordan.
I need to learn all of this about alcohol.
So yeah, you put it on its side,
mm-hmm.
and then I think it's 30 mils standard shot of cognac in the cognac glass, and it just sits nicely on that kind of balloon of the side of the glass. So it's hard to spill.
I'm sure I could manage it, especially after having some cognacs. Well, the reason we bring that up is because a bottle of cognac has sold for $146,000 on an online auction.
Hot damn.
What makes this cognac so special is that it is from the year 1762.
Wow.
1762. To put that into context, Captain Cook arrived in Australia in 1770, if my history is correct, which I hope it is.
Yeah, that's a...
Ugh. So this bottle of cognac is 8 years older than Australia.
Yeah.
Being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever had something you didn't want to drop, I would say that would be it.
Yeah, big time. That's mental.
The person who bought the cognac hasn't been identified. They wanted to... keep their identity a secret.
Mm.
But here's the question for you, Simo. If you... Like, it wasn't you, was it?
No.
Well, they wanted to keep their identity secret, so that's exactly what they would say if they were asked.
Like, when you... Are you able to determine the age of something when you drink it?
No.
No, I mean, you can if it's gone off, like milk. Mm. You know that, whoa, nah, this one tastes like it's from the 1800s.
Yeah, no, this milk tastes a lot like cheese.
And that's not right.
But, Simo, imagine if you did buy this bottle of cognac.
Okay.
1762 it was made.
Mm.
Do you, A, drink it... Because, I mean, after all, it is cognac.
Yes.
B, keep it and put it on display somewhere or in your house.
It's got to be a display, right?
Or C, keep it locked away in a closet because, you know, the older stuff gets, the more valuable it is. For most things, like for milk, not so much.
You reckon someone's invested?
I mean, it's already, what, I'm just doing maths here, 350-odd years old.
It's already older than Grandma.
I mean, if you give it another 20 years, I don't know how much more value it'll get, but it'll get a little bit.
I don't think you'd drink it because surely there's been a few refinements happen in the last 100 to 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff from back then probably ain't going to taste that crash hot if you think about it.
Yeah.
There's a few other technologies floating around now. I don't know if you've heard of the wheel. Oh, wait, no, they probably had that.
No, they would have had wheels.
iPads, does that help with...
No, they probably would have had iPads too in 1762, I reckon.
No way. Groove Jet now, Spiller, Sophie Ellis-Baxter, Simo and Jordan taking it towards the weekend. Put the cognac down, still Friday morning.
Pick up the iPad though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
The Spice Girls, that was Stop. Mel C, Mel B involved there as well. It's her birthday today.
Okay.
It's happy birthday, Mel.
Which ones? Because they gave them all the Spice Girls nicknames, didn't they? So there's like Sporty Spice, Scary Spice, the other ones. Oh, Posh Spice.
Yep.
Which one's Mel B?
The scary one. She was my favourite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Posh Spice just because I'm a fan of soccer and she goes out with David Beckham.
That's Mel C?
No, was that's...
no, Victoria Beckham.
No, yeah, that's Victoria.
Oh, of course.
Come on, lift your Spice Girls knowledge. It's said Simo... the person that didn't know two of them.
Simo and Jordan with you. 24 minutes gone on your 9. And you ever considered breaking into banks for a living? Probably not.
Look, I mean, no is the first word that immediately springs to mind.
In a fleeting moment, maybe? does seem very cool in Ocean's 11.
If I was playing Grand Theft Auto, the computer game, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the point of that video game.
Well, there's been a dude that broke into a bank around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Okay.
But he wasn't after the cash. He wasn't after okay. the safe.
Okay, that seems the major reason why you would break into a bank, I'm not going to lie.
Wow, you really do have a criminal mind.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I just wanted to go in there and snip all the pens off the chains and steal all the pens.
No, this guy wasn't a vandal or a thief.
Okay.
No.
He was reattaching the pens with the chains to the... Where else in the world do you have a pen with a little chain on so they make sure you don't steal it?
Now, what he wanted to do, I had to do, check exactly what the hell it was. He wanted to heat up a Hot Pocket.
Okay, what's a Hot Pocket?
It is like a pastry vegetable. It's like a pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he get, like, was it frozen? Did he get it from the supermarket?
Yeah, and so he broke into the bank so that he could heat up his 3:30 a.m. snack.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. We're about to, America?
Oh, yeah, you know it's the U.S.
America, and number two, I assume alcohol was involved somehow.
No. No, he's just hungry. Here he goes. This is him on his way to the clink or getting the handcuffs put on.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. I did it for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
The last part. Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
So what's happened to this guy? Because are they making a movie about him and his Hot Pocket? Or because normally, like a big bank robbery, that would maybe be the next step.
Yeah, maybe.
To go Hollywood.
We could produce it. Apparently, the alarm company told police that surveillance cameras inside the branch had captured a man inside the break room using the microwave.
How did he get into the bank? Do you know that much?
I wonder if he's been at this before, but now is the first time he's been caught.
Well, he's just broken into this specific bank.
Yep.
Multiple times just to heat out the Hot Pockets at 3:30 in the morning.
You heard him. Hot Pocket. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like a professional Hot Pocket eater.
I hope he gets endorsements from this.
I don't think we can endorse breaking into banks, I'm not going to lie.
Hot Pocket.
Whether you're stealing money or not, it's probably not a good thing to do.
They should start doing those Instagram-sponsored posts. Hot Pocket. Help you breaking into banks.
Simo and Jordan.
Santana shredding this morning. Simo and Jordan flashing back your Friday. You're on Snow FM.
And Simo, I think it's safe to say your bank card, it's very important and you don't want to lose it or leave it somewhere, do you?
Yeah, that's very true.
I think you've seen where this is going already, Simo.
I don't think it's difficult.
Would you like to explain what happened to you and more specifically your bank card yesterday after the show?
So I left the building yesterday. I grabbed a bit of hydration was required because I was on a long walk home.
You got a smoothie.
Yeah. I got that and I got myself some of that protein water, one of those kind of...
Protein water?
Yeah, one of those like hydration thingamajigs. It was brewed in California, so I was like, I checked the best before date, it was fine.
Good.
Then I paid for said items, as you do, in the Western world, and then I left my card in with the business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I was still hanging around a little bit after you had left, and all of a sudden the person from the cafe that you'd gone to, which is just downstairs from where we work, just popped up and said, I think someone's left this here.
It had my name on it?
Yes. Well, it wasn't a good day for both of us in terms of bank cards.
Why?
Because I lost mine as well.
Interesting.
I found it again.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's fine.
Did you cancel yours?
No, I didn't. Wait, did you cancel yours?
Yeah, because you had it. You had it, and you also mentioned that people in the building were going to start doing some shopping.
Look, Rachel G from admin had noticed some shoes that she was interested in.
I wasn't in the mood, so I just called my bank and cancelled it. Yeah.
Do you have to now uncancel it?
I got a new card on the way.
Oh, do you have a new one on the way?
Yep.
So can we have your old card?
No, I've already taken it. Sucked in.
Disappointed. I didn't cancel my cards. I didn't... Well, like, I've lost it. I've got it back now.
Right.
And I'm not sure lost it is the right word, as if temporarily couldn't get to it.
Misplaced?
Not necessarily misplaced.
Did it go down the back of the couch again and you were just too lazy to take the pillows off?
You're not a million miles away.
Why am I not surprised?
It went down. I was in my car. My wallet happened to be in my pocket.
Yes.
Somehow whilst getting out of the car... Apparently, I get out of cars very vigorously, and somehow my wallet has dislodged out of my pocket, unfolded itself, and a couple of cards have fallen out.
Oh, no.
Into that gap in between the seat, in the driver's seat and the center console.
That little gap sees a lot of shiitake mushrooms, sees a lot of stuff go down, you know?
Why does everything go in that gap?
I don't know. I think it's got its own gravitational pull.
It's like I could try throwing my credit card 100 times into that gap and it wouldn't work. And then this one time where I don't want it to, about 5 different cards go in there. Like my bank card went in there, my Qantas frequent flyer card, which I'm not going to need anytime soon, probably.
No one's frequent flying at the moment.
And like a bank card that expired 10 years ago.
I think
so I wasn't too worried about that.
I think you are right about the vigorous exiting from cars. Well, I was going to say the vigorous exit of a vehicle.
Yeah.
Because everyone gets excited. When you arrive at your destination, it's like, yes, oh, let's go.
Mm.
So everyone's like that.
Well,
straight out of the car. And then if you've been on a long drive, all you want to do is sit back down again.
I mean, depends what the destination is. If you're going to court or something, you might not be too excited.
Although you'll look really nice.
But Simo, I want to open up the phones this morning. Give us a call. 64572-977. Where have you lost your bank card?
Oh.
Because I reckon this it's such a terrible thing when it happens because, you know, you kind of feel that, you know, I've lost this majorly thing that it's important to me.
Yeah.
But I think everyone over their stage of their life has lost a bank card.
Yeah.
Maybe you left your wallet on the bus or you were overseas or something like that and it happened. Give us a call, 64572-977.
You do the pat down as well. When you go to and from places, you're like, all right, yep, good. Wallet, keys. Yep, good. Phone, got that. Yep. Brain, nope, don't have that, but it's okay, I got all my things.
I tell you what, there is no worse feeling than when you're doing the pat down and you go to pat where your pocket, where your wallet should be, and there's nothing there. Panic!
Simo and Jordan.
Robbie Williams with his Love Light. That one off his album Rude Box. It's Simo and Jordan with you this morning, 9:45, and we've been discussing the cashless world.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards, the bank cards.
Well, Simo, you went extra cashless yesterday because you left your card at a cafe. Mine went disappearing down the slot in the car between the passenger seat and the center console.
How often do you use cash, though?
I've got to be honest, even before Corona, not often.
Yeah, so very little, right?
It's just so easy with the card, and it's bad because you don't realise how much you're spending, and then you look at your bank statement, and you're like, oh, I spend that much?
That's how they get you.
Mm.
So apparently, the trend growing ever more, you're right in there amongst the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Data showing consumers are purchasing more of their goods and services digitally.
Good to know I'm not a statistical anomaly.
You're not alone, Jordan.
I know.
Now, the trend apparently accelerated since the coronavirus pandemic, not least because of the fears that the virus could be spread through the handling of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, at this place and time, there's no evidence that transmission of the virus via banknotes is any greater than transmission via other frequently touched objects.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't stopped certain countries from beginning to clean their cash.
Okay.
So over there, the Bank of China have begun sterilizing their banknotes.
Are they? You probably don't know, but they're... Because, like, in Australia, our banknotes are made out of that plastic, whereas in America, I think they're made out of paper.
Yeah, and America, US have confirmed it's quarantining the bills that arriving, say, like, from their people, the constituents in Asia. So when they come back to America, they're cleaning the bills that come back into circulation.
Because like, the plastic ones are easy, because like the Aussie banknotes, they're waterproof. We find the paper ones, the American ones, less so.
Well, the official advice from the World Health Organization has been to wash your hands, obviously, when handling cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some Aussies have taken that advice a step further and have reportedly been disinfecting the banknotes.
Okay.
So what I thought was, this is a perfect opportunity for 5 ways to clean your dirty cash. Top 5!
Here we go.
Nothing like a bit of money laundering on your Friday morning.
Probably shouldn't say that out loud.
All right, 5 ways to clean your dirty cash. So, shower with your wallet, coming in at number 5.
Yeah, make sure you take all the bank cards out of your wallet, because I think if they get wet, it ruins, like, the magnetic strip on them.
Oh, no.
So they don't work, so make sure you remove them.
Coming in at number 4, just a quick spray of the Lynx Africa.
That wouldn't clean it, though. That's not what Lynx Africa does.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I know, but Lynx does not destroy germs. It just sort of covers them and makes you smell better.
Chuck them through the wash, coming in at number 3.
Yeah, that would work. Well, I mean... I had a pair of jeans that have been through the wash so many times.
Right.
And then, you know, you discover there's like a $20 note in there in the in like the back pocket that you'd never put anything in.
Absolute jackpot.
I know, jackpot, but I'm like, you have been through the washing machine so many times. This is the cleanest 20 in existence.
As a younger kid, it turned out that I wonder if everyone's mother is doing this when they still are cleaning your clothes when they really shouldn't be and they find cash.
They just pocket it.
That service is rendered.
I mean, you know what?
Services are ended.
I have no problem with that because if it's still in my pocket, odds are I've probably forgotten about it. Buy yourself something nice.
It's like, you know, parents say they don't get pocket money, but I think they kind of do.
Well, once every 4 years would I actually leave a banknote in my pocket.
I know. I think I was all over the shop. I think my mum was cleaning up.
I hear you. She didn't have to work. She just got all the money through you.
And coming in at number two for the five ways to clean your dirty cash, give them a quick soak and hang them up outside on the line.
It's going to look a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. Kind of on the line, you know, you've got the socks, the underwear, a couple of 50s, a couple of 20s. Might, you know, I mean, if someone's walking past and sees that, they probably weren't going to steal your, you know, used underwear.
Especially, it does mess with your parenting as well. If the next door neighbours are trying to tell their kids that money doesn't grow on trees,
it grows on washing lines instead.
What the hell?
Anyway, it's also a great thing just to prove to the neighbours how rich you are if you're kind of in that kind of, you know, just, I don't know what the word is, but you kind of just to show off a little bit. It's like, yeah, we've got this much money, we're even hanging on the line.
That's right, and if you like to keep how much you earn a secret, just instead of hanging them up on the line after a quick quick soak, whip out the blow dryer and then just spend an afternoon, there you go.
Well, look, I mean, we're all in isolation at the moment. There's not much to do at home once you've watched everything on Netflix. Perhaps this could be something to pass the time.
Penny for your thoughts.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you 5 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, it's time to look back on the week that was as Rachel G from Admin opens up her Dear Diary.
Dear Diary. I had my wisdom teeth out this week, so it's a bit tricky to talk. There will be no long words in this week's Dear Diary. I won't be saying totalitarianism, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or anti-disestablishmentarianism. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Simo kicked off the week by sharing some bad news for fans of mac and cheese.
Look away now if you're into your mac and cheese because crews over there in the US emergency services have been called to a stretch of highway to clean up a delicious mess, 40,000 kilograms of macaroni and cheese. So, I mean, it's pretty tragic, isn't it, really?
Well, if you're a mac and cheese fan, yes, I would imagine so.
So I've also, it's really odd. How often do you see a mac and cheese kind of spread all over a highway?
Well, how often do you see any form of foodstuff spread all over a highway?
Before Simo came up with some puns that could be used if other types of pasta spill all over the road.
Tortellini over too far?
Yeah, it very nearly worked, didn't it?
Lasagna?
That's not
lasagna,
bad.
Not bad, yeah.
I'll give you that one.
All right, sweet. Flinguini?
Have you just been Googling pasta puns?
No, these are me. I made these up.
Okay, what was that one again?
Flinguini.
What's that? Like linguini, I get, but yeah, what's the other word?
It flings all over the place if it...
does linguini... Like the pasta linguini, okay.
Yeah, but if it's...
I wouldn't describe it as, oh, you know, that pasta that flings.
Jordan had breakfast foods at a weird time of the day.
There's a deli section.
Yes.
Where they do things like bacon, right next to the eggs... Right next to the fresh bread rolls.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Simo, I think you've seen where this is going already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with eating traditional breakfast foods at dinner time.
Yeah.
So when I was there on the weekend, I saw the bacon, I saw the eggs, I saw the bread rolls. I turned around, I saw the barbecue sauce.
Nice.
I'm like, you know what? That is what I'm going to have for dinner tonight, a bacon and egg sandwich. It's 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. I don't care. It's what I feel like.
Did you feel real rough when you were eating it? Or did you feel...
I felt brilliant.
The boys talked about breakups.
You have to kind of... You got to cut off those sources of information. You don't want to know what they're doing, right?
Oh, unfriend.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Don't want to know.
Don't follow on Instagram. Get rid of all that, yeah.
But this could be an option. What this woman did, she sent, 1,000 kilograms of onions to his front door.
Okay. don't think you can buy them in the supermarket.
No, it's a lot.
Can imagine going through the checkout with that. Yeah, just the onions.
Everyone's trying to do a spaghetti bolognese the next night and there's no onions anywhere.
Kind of a bad day to make French onion soup.
Simo left a dramatic pause before talking about the call of nature and how it trumps most things.
No, that's it. Call of nature's normally trump most things.
And police managed to track down a criminal because he was live streaming himself on Facebook.
He had an outstanding, like, warrant.
Oh, okay. So this was un-jet ski related.
Yeah, and so effectively they've traced his Facebook live.
If the next James Bond movie is not going to be the best if this was how it... It's like, oh, where's the criminal? Oh, he's Facebook living. He's at the supermarket. He's just at the deli section buying some prosciutto.
I'm off to go live stream myself eating yogurt. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
I cannot believe that she's had a crack at trying to say that word that begins with anti.
Do you want to have a go at it?
No, you go. I know you can do it.
I know I can do it. I know that you can't. That's why I'm trying to make you do it.
If you do the anti one, I'll do supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Nice. Docious aliexpius supercalifragirupus. Catch you Monday.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.